You're listening to Good on Paper, a bookish podcast. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Rachel.
Join us as we journey together into the land of fiction, where the men are brave, the quests are epic, and everything is better on paper.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Okay, we have something super exciting for you guys.
We are talking about men again.
That's what you came for, so.
We had an opportunity. We had to drink it.
Yes. And this time, it is not the boyfriend. It is top five favorite TV/movie boyfriends. Because they're also fictional. They're just not bookish. So I know this is a bookish podcast and a bookish channel, but you'll have to bear with us. And actually, most of mine are based on books, so I think it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
So it's still bookish. Don't worry.
Yeah. And I mean, fictional men are fictional men.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, you want to go first or me?
Well, you should go first.
Okay. So, let me look at my list. Oh, I didn't rank them in order of, like, how I want to talk about them. So this will be just very impromptu. So I'm actually going to start with one of the very first favorite fictional on-screen men when I was like 12. And that was because I went to go see, actually I think it was 11. I went to go see the Chronicles of Narnia, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe movie when it came out. And I really liked Peter. And then as I got older, like when I was like 14 or 15, I liked Edmund more. But when I was like 11 or 12, I loved Peter. I thought he was so great and so heroic, and I thought he was so good looking.
Mm-hmm. I totally get that. I loved him in the first movie, and the second movie when Edmund has his, like, redemption arc, I'm like, all right, I see you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was definitely, like, a milestone turning point. I don't know, like,
yeah,
very important in my development, I guess.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I totally get that. And Peter, the actor, so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is hard. Okay, I'm gonna go with. I don't know if you've seen Heart of Dixie.
No, I don't think I have.
It's super cute. I think you can actually watch it on IMDb now. But it was on Netflix for years, which, for anybody who hasn't seen it, it was on the CW when it came out, and it was a TV show about a doctor from New York City who has to move to Alabama to be a GP. And, okay, like, it's this really rinky-dinky small town, and it's very Southern, and she's, like, completely out of her element. She's very, very New Yorker. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they set you up right off the bat with this guy named George, and he's, mm-hmm, like, the golden boy, you know, star football player at this point. He was a teenager, and he's, like, now a lawyer, and everybody loved him. I'm gonna be honest, even from the very first episode, I never really liked George that much. I thought he was boring. I was like, he's nice, but like,
yeah,
I'm rooting for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Wade. And I feel like anybody who's seen Heart of Dixie, you know the obsession with Wade. He's the bartender who lives next door to this girl, Zoe. And he is like, he's messy, and he's a womanizer, but he's like, he's like a womanizer, like the girls know that. You know, like they all know that Wade is not a serious guy. And he's like, he's got a band that's really terrible, and he's just super sarcastic and just kind of like the town screw up.
Yeah.
But I just, and the chemistry between the two main characters, like him and the main character, it's so good. Like they banter all the time. And like they have this I hate you, I love you thing going on. From day one, I was Team Wade. Always been Team Wade. And he's like still one of my favorites. So good. Highly recommend that show for anybody who hasn't seen it.
Well, I need to watch it then. Because I'm always looking for like good shows, but it's so hard to find these days, I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay, so my second one, I think I'll go with ones that people will know. So, okay, from the Marvel movies. I can never decide. I think I like Captain America better. But Thor, mm-hmm, is like a really, really close, ah, second. Possibly first. He's just really funny. But Captain America is definitely, like, the one that you would actually marry. I don't know about Thor. Like, I don't know. But I mean, Captain America, he's just so perfect. Like, he's like, you know, he's like in World War II, and he's like the perfect soldier, and he just always has like good values and morals, and he's patriotic, and he's heroic, and yeah, definitely Captain America, for sure.
I was obsessed with Captain America. Like, for my birthday, my senior year of high school, I got a sweatshirt with his face on it. So my mom had, like, done, you know, those little kiosks in the malls where they would make t-shirts and stuff? She had it done there, and she had to take the picture of Captain America's face to put on my sweatshirt. I wore that thing all the time. I was obsessed with it.
That's really funny. That's perfect for this episode.
Oh my gosh. Like, I would get as gifts and stuff with stuff from Captain America on it, because everybody knew that I loved Captain America. Like, how could you not love a man who's just, like, so morally centered and, like, mm-hmm. just like this, like, good man.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really just perfect. I mean, he just is best.
Mm-hmm. And he's pretty, so.
He is. Now I need to go rewatch, like, all of Marvel right now.
I know. It's been a while. Getting into once in a while, we'll start the movies from the beginning chronologically all the way to the end. I need to do that. It's been years since I've done it.
So who's your second person on the list?
Okay, so this one has a caveat with it. So it's from the Vampire Diaries, and it's Damon. And he's...
Oh, so yeah, I've never seen it. I was trying to think of it, and I was like, wait, you haven't seen this?
So for me, these are in order from, like, least favorite to, like, most favorite. And I love all these guys. But Damon, so for anybody who hasn't seen the Vampire Diaries, there's Elena, the main character, and then there are these two vampire brothers, Damon and Stefan. And Damon is the bad boy older brother. And by bad boy, I mean, like, murdering bad boy, because he's a vampire, so he kills people. And, like, he starts out the series as, like, he comes into town and he's, you know, not killing people left and right, but he has killed some people. But then as the show progresses, like, the first three seasons, he falls so hard for Elena that he starts to, you know, turn over a new leaf for her benefit. And he's like, anything for Elena. You know, I will always choose Elena. Everything I do is for Elena all the time. And, like, I just, so sweet. And, like, up until, like, season four, I love Damon. I love Damon so much. Because he does such a good job as a good guy, because he keeps all of the snark and the attitude of a bad guy, but he's a good guy now. And he's like, well, you guys are debating what's morally ethical. I'm just going to go save the girl right now. And he has the best lines, and he's just, his smolder and everything. He's awesome. I love him so much. After season four, though, I'm not so much in love with him, because the writers started to kind of tank his character by having him revert to old behaviors. I was like, why is he doing this? This is not Damon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my caveat to it. It's like, I like Damon seasons 1 through 3/4, but after that, I'm not really doing him.
Yeah, I feel like there's, especially with TV shows, like, sometimes it's, like, not throughout the whole show that you actually like the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to think. I thought of another person, now I can't remember who it is. Oh, okay, no, I know. Okay, so, this is the one I just thought of, so we're going off tangent here, but I might, like, take off some of the other ones on my list, because this one is definitely super good. So, this is actually a newer one for me, so I never read the Lockwood & Co. books growing up, but I just started reading them now, and I love them. But the show that came out, I think it's on Netflix, so if you have Netflix, watch it. I'm not a huge fan of, like, everything in the show, but for the most part, I really like it, and I adore the books. But, like, the guy who plays Lockwood is so perfect. And I kind of wish I had seen it when I was younger, because he's just, like, the perfect, like, teenage boy, teenage girl show. Because, like, the main character is a teenage girl, and they have, like, the most perfect, like, slow burn, especially in the books. It's just, I think it's perfect for the YA genre, because they are teenagers, so nothing really happens. It's, like, they'll have, like, a moment, or, like, he'll look at her, and that's, like, what the romance is, and it's just so satisfying. Like, nothing happens, but it is probably the best romance I think I've ever read. And then the show, the guy who plays him is just perfect. Like, the way he looks, the way he acts, he's just, like, this super confident, good at what he does. Kind of like, you know, like your teenage boy, like alpha male, but not like a jerk. Alpha male, I think, gets a bad rap these days because people just think alpha male jerk. But like alpha male in like the best sense. Like he's a leader. Yeah. He's charismatic. He knows what he's doing. So definitely Anthony Lockwood, like hands down.
Okay.
Really great fictional man. Go watch it. It's so good. Or read the books. The books are probably better. But the books are so much, or the show is a lot, like the books are some things that they said it like, but a lot of it is like word for word in the book. So you should probably do books. Do books and read that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like all of those attributes. So he sounds pretty great.
I think you would like it because, well, it's because they're ghost hunters. So it can be a little scary, dark, but for me it wasn't bad because it's like kind of like a cozy mystery thing, but like it's definitely a little like dark. It can be dark at times. So word of caution, but might be okay.
I mean, I feel like having seen the Vampire Diaries, that could be pretty dark sometimes.
Yeah.
So it probably depends.
I think that's number three for me. So now we're on three for you.
So number three for me, because I like the controversial, I like to double dip, guys. I can't make a choice. Is actually Stefan from The Vampire Diaries. So it's the other brother.
Oh.
So I like him. I like both of them, but I like Stefan better than Damon. Because Damon is great, but when Damon gets mad, he kills people. Or when you get this feeling hurt, you kill people. And I feel like that's just not a good behavior in a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So I prefer it to Stefan. And Stefan, I just love, some people think he's boring, but I'm like, listen, I'm old enough to realize that some boring things in a man are really nice. Like the fact that he always likes the same girl. Like he's always into Elena. And he always is like, he lets her make her own choices. He's like, I'm not going to try and force you into, you know, doing what I think is best for you. He's just so, like, constant and supportive, and he looks like he gives really good hugs, which I just really like. Because I like really comforting hugs, and just hugs are so comforting. And he seems like the kind of person that whenever you're in a bind, that's who you want to call. And I love that disability in him. Like, I don't know why, but that's just, I guess because me, romance is comfort. Like, that's what I associate him with, comfort.
Yeah.
So I'm like, the dependability in him, I'm just like, yep.
No, I agree. Yeah, and I think that's what's interesting about in movies, because, like, we want something interesting to watch, but, like, in real life, would you actually want that? No, you probably wouldn't.
It's not as fun as it looks. And, guys, the bad guy who treats you poorly, most of them don't look like Damon, either.
No.
You don't even get the benefit of a good-looking guy. Like, he sucks, and he's not that pretty in real life, so.
Yeah, I agree. Well, okay, so my next one, I was trying to decide who to do next, but I think my next one to that point is going to be Ross Goldark, because I feel like he's the perfect balance of, like, the bad boy, but, like, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of, like, rebellious, and he doesn't do things the way that you're supposed to do them, but he's a caring guy, and he does the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you've heard of the show. It's based on books.
I've heard of it, but I never watched it.
So it's historical, and it's set like right after the American Revolution, but in Cornwall, England. So they think he goes over to fight, obviously the English blues, and they think that he's dead,
mm-hmm.
and then he comes back, and he's not dead. So it causes all this stuff because his former like sweetheart is now marrying his brother. It's somebody like, or his friend, or somebody like close to him. And so he's just kind of, he's been changed from the war. I mean, he is, especially being in America and like the ideals they have over there, he doesn't really fit into English society anymore. And I mean, maybe he never really did. I think his father was also kind of on the edge there, but he just, I mean, he moves into like this little shack and like he, ooh, spoilers, turn this off if you do want to watch this. So he marries like a low class girl. I mean, he does all these things, but he's so honorable. I think he's more honorable than all these like high society people who look down on him.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, he's like the perfect mix of like that bad boy, but he's honorable. And I think that's what women really want, then I don't think fiction, especially lately, has been really good at giving us that. Like, they either just make them totally toxic, or they make them, like, a doormat. They don't do, like, that good mix of, like, a rebel spirit and, like, mm-hmm. a strong man, but who's also good and makes good choices.
Yeah. I agree. It's like you want with independent thought who's not just going to be, like, pushed around, but also someone mm-hmm. who does the right thing.
Yeah.
You don't find that very often in fiction, you know.
Yeah. Which is sad. But it might be coming back. You never know. So that's true. I think that's my fourth one.
Okay.
Yeah. The Ross Wilder.
I know who my number one is, but I'm trying to decide which one to pick for the next one. Ooh. I think I'm... Yeah, I'm going to have to go with one that probably nobody but me will know about. I don't know if anybody out there has watched the TV show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was on years ago. Yeah. And it's
that
like...
It's not familiar. That's like a normal thing.
Yeah, it's like Agent Coulson from the Avengers. Like, he's still alive. And he, like, you know, him and the agents he works with and stuff. So anyway...
He I feel like I know what you're talking about.
In Avengers, he's the one, like, the in the business suit, who, like, you know, he's, like, a big fan of Captain America, and he gets mm-hmm. shot in Avengers and dies. And
okay.
That's, like, a motivating factor for them. Anyway, but the TV show, I think it's on Disney Plus. It ran for, like, 7 seasons, I think, which I watched all of them, mm-hmm. which is better than others. But there's one relationship in particular on that show that's so good and so underrated. And there's these two scientists who are agents on the team, and his name is Fitz and hers is Gemma. Well, her last name is Simmons. So a lot of times people call them, they just call them Fitzsimmons because they're always together and they're always working together. And they start off the show as, like, the sweetest friend, and you can tell he's enamored with her, and she has no idea. She has, like, no concept at all, but you can just tell that he's, like, looking at her, and then he's, mm-hmm. like, and he's super, he has no game, he's super nerdy, he has no concept of how to flirt, and she has no idea that he's interested, and over the course of the season, like, he kind of starts to get braver and take steps, and then, of course, because it's a TV show, stuff happens, he separates them, and, like, at one point, they get separated, and it's, like, for a couple of months. And he just will not give up. He's like, I'm going to find Gemma. I'm going to bring her home. And it's just, like, he goes through this journey of becoming this very, like, he's so sweet, like, this sweet little scientist boy. But also, he's, like, this determined grown man. He's like, I love this girl, and I'm going to go get her back. And, like, he waits for her to, like, you know, get over all her trauma. Like, it's just, Fitz is, like, the sweetest. And their romance is just priceless. So, yeah.
I haven't watched that. I'm sure because so my fiance is obsessed with Marvel, and that's how I saw all the Marvel movies. And we've watched some of the shows, but there's just so many. So I'm sure at some point I'll be watching that show because like all the Marvel and all the Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Like we went through all the Star Wars and then not all the Star Wars shows, but some of them. But there's just so many.
There's so many, and then to keep track of which ones happen when too is like chaos. Yeah,
it's crazy. So, I kind of have, like, a bonus one, but did you, because he's probably not, like, my fifth one. He's not the person I want to save for, like, last, but did you ever see the Percy Jackson movies?
Yeah.
Do you remember Luke Castellan? He's, like, he's basically, like, the enemy, but he's, like, the older blonde kid.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I really liked him. Like, and he is, like, definitely an example of just, like, bad boy, like, I probably wouldn't want to be hit with him in real life, but he was really fun on the TV screen, you know?
Yeah, very entertaining.
Yeah, because I remember in, like, the second movie, I think I really liked him, and yeah, so that's a bonus one. I don't think he should be on my, like, actor list, but
yeah.
So do you want to do your, like, number five one? I feel like Ross Wilder is probably my number five. Mine are not really ranked correctly, but
okay.
I did have number four, okay.
So, my top choice forever for all of eternity, for anybody who knows me, all should not be a surprise, it's Sawyer from Lost.
Oh, yeah.
I And listen, I have gotten three different people to watch Lost, and all three of them love Sawyer just as much as I do now. So there's like a whole train.
Does that mean I'm going to be the fourth person? No.
It's so good. Like, listen, even if he's not necessarily your type, the character arc for him, it's so good. Like, he starts out, for anybody who hasn't seen the show, you don't know who Sawyer is, he's the guy with the blonde, shaggy hair. He starts out as this pain in the butt who doesn't want to help anybody. He's super selfish. And he's not, like, so bad to the point where he's, like, a vampire who can kill people. But he's just, he doesn't really care about anybody but himself. He's all about how can he get ahead. He's a con man. And over the course of the 6 seasons, he goes from being this guy who's, you know, stealing stuff from people on the beach and, like, being a total jerk to being the person that people go to for help and, like, they rely on. And, like, he keeps all the snark and the attitude. He has the best one-liners and the best nickname. But he just has this, like, I don't know. He's, like, he does the right thing when it comes down to it. And he just, I don't know what it is about Sawyer, just that growth between starting out as this con man who's in it for himself to being this guy who's like, in the middle of it, he's like, dang it, I want to be selfish, but I have to do the right thing. And to see him struggle with it, and then eventually become the guy who's just like, automatically does the right thing, like, nothing beats that for me. Plus he's pretty.
I think that's like another good one is like when like it's like the bad boy, but then he gets like the redemption arc. So then he still has some of those like bad boy action cues, but now he's like honorable and he does the right thing.
Yeah,
like that's another perfect mix.
Yeah, because I feel like good guys always get the rap of being boring. Mm-hmm. They don't usually start like the guy who starts out good. They don't usually make him snarky. They usually make the bad guys snarky, which I'm like, I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of good guys who are snarky in real life. I wish that they would make guys with attitude more often because they're so entertaining.
I agree. Yeah. So I guess I can do like kind of a number five. So this I'll do kind of like characters. So if anybody knows the Last Kingdom show that was like really big on Netflix, so that is based off of a series of books by Bernard Cornwell, and I really like the main character in that show, but like not as much. Like I like him. He's like he's a warrior, so he's like tough, but he's for the most part honorable, so he's nice. I don't really like the look of like the actor is not like super my type, but I do like this character. But that author did another series of books that is follows a soldier in the Napoleonic War, so like Jane Austen time.
Yeah.
And that one I really like. So you know we all know Sean Bean in Lord of the Rings. So this is him. It's the same actress. Like when he's younger, I think he's in his early 20s when he started this series. So just imagine that. And that's probably all I need to say. But yeah, it's Sean Bean. But yeah, so he plays like a low-class soldier who saves General like the Wellington's wife. And so the Wellington makes him an officer. And he just struggles so much because he's like this low-class guy. Like the other officers don't like him because they're all like nobility and gentlemen. And he's like, you know, grew up in the streets of some northern town. And he's just good because he's rough, but like he's a good guy, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like always the hero in the end. And it's definitely more of like a James Bond male show. So there is, you know, it's like, it's violence and action, and then there's like a different girl in every season, or not every season, like every episode, because it's like a movie episode. But yeah, he is one of my favorites. Richard Sharpe. So if you like Sean Bean, this is like a young Sean Bean. So he might be my top five. I don't know. Because I was like 14 when we started watching this, so definitely check that out. Or The Last Kingdom. The Last Kingdom is another good one. If you like kind of men like that. Like, they're really, like, soldier, warrior type.
Yeah. 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 That reminds me, not totally, but vaguely, of the live-action Tarzan movie.
I never saw that.
I know that it's not super popular, but I really love that movie. It's one of my favorites, actually. And now that I've, like, thought about it, I'm like, actually, Tarzan might be close to top five in that movie, because he's just...
Yeah.
He's like a rugged warrior man, but he's also so devoted to Jane. And like,
yeah,
I really love that. Yeah.
So many. And we're going to write them all later. Like,
yeah.
Uh-huh. And then somebody's going to make them into a TV show. And it's going to be perfect.
Yeah. Yes, it will. And then maybe at some point we'll do favorite, I don't know. We should do female characters too, like our favorite female lead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so for next time, guys, you know what to look forward to. That was a great list. Like, so if you're looking for something to watch, I hope you found something. If you have any favorites in common with us, like, let us know. That would be really fun if we had any favorites in common. That would be, I would be so happy if somebody says, oh, I like that guy too.
Yeah. Especially if it's not like a super popular show or a popular guy. That's so nice. I want somebody else to be like, oh, I know what that is. I'm really excited about that too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it for
Men are brave, the quests are epic, and everything is better on paper.
Thank you for watching. Bye. Bye.
Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed it, and tune in next week for another episode. And if you enjoyed it, please consider leaving a review so that other people can find us, and we will see you in the future. Bye.